It's 5 questions on the movie Bug's Life with my friend Jordan Zeilinger from Wreck My Podcast. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and I'm so glad you decided to check out this show today. Maybe you're clicking around and searching for something fun to do in the car, on a road trip, or on a plane, or just walking the dog, doing some exercise. You're like, I need something new. And you search the word trivia, and you saw my goofy face in a blue background on our new podcast logo, and you're like, this looks kind of interesting, and you clicked on it, and now here you are. Welcome to the show. There's about 400 episodes of this show if you want to go back and check out the feed for all kinds of great topics and themes and categories over the last 2.5 years or so. There's just about everything you can think of at this point. Several episodes on popular topics like Friends and Seinfeld and The Simpsons, just to name a few TV shows. There's also some nerdier ones like The Periodic Table or Architecture or Conspiracy Theories. There's a little something for everybody on this show, and that is the goal. If you like the show and you want to support it and the daily version of it, you can go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and sign up for $1 or $50. Anywhere in between would be cool as well. For $5 or more, you get to pick a topic that I do every month that you can make the show your own. So if you're like, hey, let's do a round on Superman, or hey, let's do a round on Wonder Woman, I can make sure to insert that for you. We got a bunch of new pledges this week, 23 new dollars in pledges. So thank you so much. Anna Evans, Denise Leonard, Sweet Abby Cakes, Mona Bray, and Mo Martinez. You guys rock, as well as the other 24 of you. Thank you for being part of my life. Today's episode is about a movie called A Bug's Life, and it is a movie I saw in theaters, I think, when I was 13 or 14 with my friend Steve Nelson and his younger sister, Rebecca Nelson. And it was a fun one. It was one of the first Pixar ones before Disney picked up Pixar, I believe, and they just took A Bug's Life land out of Disneyland, which is kind of sad, but they're putting in a Marvel land, so you can't be that sad, you know? But this is a quick little quiz written by my friend Jordan Zeilinger. Jordan's been on the show a bunch before. I've been on his show a bunch before, and his show is called Wreck My Podcast. If you like nostalgia and pop culture and thinking back to the fun times of the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, check out Wreck My Podcast. If you like this show, it's the perfect companion show for you. Not so much trivia based, but a ton of reminiscing and chatting about past pop culture stuff and upcoming pop culture stuff. So check out Wreck My Podcast wherever podcasts are found. And we're going to jump into this episode right now. It's 5 questions on A Bug's Life. Let's see how many you can get out of 5. Here we go. Sitting here in beautiful Santa Clarita, California, in an office, a very nerdy office, and it is the office of my friend Jordan Zeilinger. What's up, Jordan?
Not too much.
Thanks for having me over. This is where you work. You got a lot of Star Wars stuff here.
I do have a lot of Star Wars stuff, and I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt, and my wife has a Star Wars tattoo, and I have a Star Wars wallet, and everyone hates me now.
Keyword there is that you have a wife.
So everyone has hope.
Yeah, a new hope. Very good.
I like it.
And that's the podcast. Thanks for listening. Jordan, you got a bunch of Funko Pop vinyls over there. Why don't you tell me your favorite 3 and why?
Oh, so my favorite 3. I love the Doc Brown. I love the Deathstroke. And I love the Wicket.
Yeah,
Those are
the Wicket.
3. Yeah.
That is a Star Wars character portrayed by Warwick Davis, who is,
I think,
the highest grossing box office actor in the history of film.
Really?
Because he's in all the Star Wars and all the Harry Potters.
Yes.
And Willow and Leprechaun. And if you add all those things up, mostly the Harry Potters and Star Wars. I think he's 11, $12 billion, something like that.
Yeah, is he the leprechaun, right?
He was the original leprechaun.
Yeah,
they're remaking it now, and he's not. No, but the guy looks and acts just like him.
Yeah, I saw him. I went to Star Wars Celebration in 2014 before The Force Awakens came out, and he was hosting a panel, and he was such a funny guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could have met him, but he wasn't around for like any signings or anything, but I would have had him sign that Funko Pop.
There you go. That's perfect. Jordan, we are doing a fun little episode today where you ask me, is it 5 random questions?
5. Not random. So you may hate me, but I was watching TV yesterday and A Bug's Life came on.
Okay.
I was like, hey, this is a fun Pixar movie. I forgot it was a Pixar movie. So I'm doing 5 questions on A Bug's Life.
Oh, boy. This
and don't worry. We won't talk about Kevin Spacey.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He was in it.
He was
the bad guy Hopper.
A horrible ant.
Yeah, right? or a grasshopper.
Grasshopper, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing this movie in theaters in eighth grade, I think, with my friend Steve Nelson and his younger sister, Rebecca Nelson. Okay. I think we took her to see it secretly, wanting to see it ourselves.
Yeah. You know, what'd you think of it?
I think I liked it at the time. I think I've seen it since then, and I'm like, oh, this isn't as great.
I actually enjoyed it a lot. I hadn't seen it probably since I was a kid, and when I watched it yesterday, there were a lot of jokes that went over my head when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good.
Isn't the animation like noticeably like, because that's over 20 years ago now.
Oh yeah, 1998 or 99.
So for computer animation, you're like, especially Toy Story 1's the same way. You're like, oh, this is like, they've come eons, you know, since.
Yeah, but it still looks good, honestly, in my opinion.
Does it really?
Like, they did a good job of the nuances of everything.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Are you going to miss Bugs Life Land at Disneyland?
Not really.
It's going to be Marvel Land.
Who goes to a California Adventure, right?
When you have a season pass, you got to kind of like
walk around. That's true. You kind of have to. When you go to Disneyland like once every 3 years like I do, you kind of just go to Disneyland.
I'm with you. All right, let's see how many of these I can get. I'm going to say I'm only going to get 2 out of 5 because I don't know much.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so the first question is, who voiced the main character Flick?
Ooh, no idea. Is it somebody famous?
So, kind of. He's famous in the voiceover world, but I couldn't tell you either. I thought it was a different character. I thought it was a character. I thought it was someone else. I was trying to guess myself when I was doing this, and then when I looked it up, I don't.
Is it Billy West?
No.
Okay, that would be my guess.
It's Dave Foley.
Oh, yeah. Dave Foley from News Radio.
Yes, okay, exactly. Cool. So I forget who I thought it was. It sounded a lot like someone else, and now I'm forgetting who I guessed myself. But yeah, I saw Dave Foley, and I was like, oh, that makes sense.
That's weird because, like, you know, like when Patton Oswalt did the voice of the rat in Ratatouille, mm-hmm. I feel like everyone's like, was saying that forever. Like, everybody knows him as Ratatouille and, you know, like that movie. But, like, I've never heard anyone go, like, oh, Dave Foley from A Bug's Life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's also because A Bug's Life was before Pixar was bought by Disney. And
that's
so
true.
No one, I think everyone forgets that's even a Pixar movie.
That's
a
good point as well.
Yeah. And who's Dave Foley? You know?
All right. Zero for five.
0 for 5. So here's the second one. What was the Girl Scout type group called that Princess Dot belonged to?
I remember her being part of a group, but not for $1 million could I possibly tell you, even a guess.
It was the blueberries.
The blueberries.
Yeah. So like the brownies, but the blueberries.
Okay.
And then they did this like reenactment because they thought the circus bugs were warriors.
Yes.
About them fighting the grasshoppers, and they were all like dying and everything. It was great. I like that. That was a good bit. I like that bit.
Of course.
Because I am in the industry. So what type of bug was Heimlich?
Ooh, I think I can maybe guess this one. He is super fat.
Yes.
Was he a fat bug?
He was a fat
answer?
Bug.
Big old fat bug?
Big old fat bug.
Oh, well, he turns into a butterfly.
Uh-huh.
So is he a butterfly or is he larva?
What's before a butterfly?
float like a butterfly, sting like a something.
Sting like a bumblebee.
Oh, man. What is he? He's a centipede. No, that's not right. He's a caterpillar.
Caterpillar.
That's it.
You got it.
Wow.
Yes, he is a caterpillar.
Much like Bug's Life, I have not thought about caterpillars and butterflies.
You haven't? Read
Since
the Fuzzy Caterpillar book in a while. Come on,
I
you have
not.
Kids.
You know what I do with the books a lot of the time? if they're longer than like 6 pages, I just kind of make it up.
Yeah.
When I'm like, let's get
Are you a good storyteller? Do you make it longer? Or you make
There's
it shorter?
There's sometimes. Sometimes when I feel on.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I have a nice tall boy diet Pepsi like I'm drinking right now.
Yeah, those will get you there.
I can really put on a performance. You know. And then
like
sometimes
it.
I'm like, go to sleep because your mother and I need to do something. And you can't come in our room for 9 minutes.
Go read this book for an hour.
Yeah. Proceed.
Number 4.
Number 4.
Are we on number 4? Yes, we're on number 4.
I just got to get one more.
So here's a true or false question. So you got 50-50.
Okay.
Ashley Tisdale was in this movie, voiced a character in this movie.
True.
You were correct. She voiced one of the Blueberry Scouts.
Yeah, I was going to say she's like a youngster.
Yes.
She would have been really young at the time.
Yeah, she would have been super young at the time. Which is funny because Hayden Panettiere voiced Dot, who was the princess. And I was like, oh, wow, she had to make her voice really like little kiddish. And then I realized she was a little kid at the time.
She was a little kid. Remember how young she was in Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
Yeah, Remember the Titans.
Yeah, she played the quarterback's? The coach's
the
daughter.
Coach's
that's
daughter.
Right. I was like quarterback sister or something. Yeah. Nope. Not Sunny Sister.
I'm starring in a Lifetime movie called The Quarterback Sister. By the way, I play both parts.
That sounds
the
amazing.
Quarterback sister.
So final question here. You've gotten what? 2 right now. 2 right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Meet my quota.
You're 3 for 5.
2 for 5.
2 for 5.
Yeah.
But you might be your 3 for 5.
Oh,
when
I see.
We
you're
get
saying.
Here.
Yes.
What do the ants construct to scare away the grasshoppers?
Ants? Oh, okay. Is it like a Trojan horse type scenario?
So it's kind of, they construct it.
A dragon?
No, it's not a dragon.
No, okay.
It's not a fictional character. It's not a fictional animal. It's a real animal.
Wait, I don't understand. Dragons aren't real?
No, okay. Sorry.
All right. What do they make?
It's a bird. They construct a bird.
It is a bird.
The grasshoppers,
which
I don't think actually.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think it actually comes to fruition. I think it like gets wrecked by the time they try and do it and everything.
A little education for you. All grasshoppers turn into birds, much like caterpillars turn into butterflies. That's a fact. Grasshoppers turn into birds.
I don't know if I believe that.
True fact. Look it up.
Did Wikipedia tell you that?
It did.
Okay.
We have an off mic fun fact.
Here, Cam, take my mic and tell us a fun fact.
Yeah, so a Bug's Life is actually an animated remake of The Magnificent Seven.
Is it true?
Yeah, which is also
the Samurai movie?
Samurai movie is the original.
The Western movie.
Yeah, but the original is an Akira Kurosawa film, Akira Kurosawa, The Seven Samurai. One of the most famous movies ever made.
Same kind of storyline, though?
It's identical.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
And I watched the Seven Samurai with my father-in-law a few years back because he's really into kung fu movies.
He did. He made
a poster of the Master of the Flying Guillotine for me.
Nice.
Yeah, which is exactly as it sounds. He throws around a guillotine that's connected to a chain.
That's cool. My father-in-law bought me a Batman Velcro wallet for Christmas.
Nice.
Pretty sure that's the same kind
of
gift.
Same thing, yeah.
Pretty good.
Same thing.
All right, Jordan. Those were good questions.
Yeah.
That's all five, right?
That's all five.
And I got my 2 out of 5.
You got your 2 out of 5.
Feel
no bonus
good.
Question.
No bonus question.
I'm not Ryan Buds over here. No bonus questions.
What
for
do you want to plug? Maybe your podcast?
Yeah, I'll plug my podcast. I have a podcast called Wreck My Podcast.
Yeah.
We deal with nostalgia and pop culture. So you can go check that out. You've been on a few episodes, Ryan.
Sure have.
Always fun ones. And I think this last week we did one on Bandersnatch.
Yeah.
Bandersnatch.
Was it as good as you think it was?
Because
everybody else says it's not so good.
Oh, everyone's so dumb. It was like the best thing I've seen on Netflix in years.
Really?
It's so, so good.
Okay,
but I love things that are like metaphysical and super self-aware and everything.
I just watched Ex Machina for the first time.
Oh, Ex Machina is a great movie.
Slow burn, but pretty cool.
What did you think about that scene where they dance? He makes him dance. Poe Dameron. What's his name?
Star
Wars fan over here.
Yeah, the Google guy in the movie.
Yeah. He's like, come in here, and they do like the 70s music, and they're dancing.
It is
super
creepy.
Weird.
That guy was
creep. Oscar Isaac.
Yes.
That's his name, Poe Dameron.
Poe Dameron. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Jordan, also, I'm a Patreon of your Patreon page.
You are.
I'm a patron.
I of yours.
Yeah.
I also have, if you want to go check out Wreck My Podcast, we just have our website that just went up, wreckmypodcast.com.
Nice.
2 days ago, went up. I have an Amazon link on there, so you can click that, buy some stuff on Amazon and everything. But yeah, we're not looking for your money. We're just looking for your viewership.
Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good stuff. Jordan, thanks for those questions.
Thank you, Ryan.
We'll see you next time.
All right.
There it was. 5 questions on A Bug's Life from Jordan Zeilinger. Jordan, thank you so much for providing me with those questions. I did not know as many as I thought that I might. And I need to watch A Bug's Life again. We have it downstairs on DVD, but we have all the other ones on Blu-ray, all the Disney movies. So it's hard to be like, let's put on a DVD. You know what I mean? We got this fancy TV. Let's make sure that picture's sharp. But I'm going to have to throw in A Bug's Life now and catch up on what I missed about grasshoppers and different bugs and things. If you want to check out Jordan's podcast, you can find it wherever podcasts are found. Wreck My Podcast is the title, and he's got a brand new website, wreckmypodcast.com. There is an Amazon banner at the top of that website. If you bookmark it anytime you shop on Amazon, Jordan gets kicked a few percentage bucks of your sale. So it doesn't cost you anything, but it does help fund a very cool, nostalgic show. So click that banner at the top of wreckmypodcast.com to support Jordan's show. Thank you for supporting Jordan's show and my show. You can always go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and throw a few bucks. Just a buck gets you a thank you in every single show note of every single episode, and sometimes a live shout out like my friend Jim Fields is going to get right now. Jim is a trivia host in Nebraska. He is known as the Askin Nebraskan, and you can listen to me and Jim talk on an episode of this show about how to start and run a trivia night. And I think that was pretty helpful for him and maybe some other people out there who were thinking about trying to do the same exact side hustle or main business. So search Jim Fields, Ryan Buds, How to Start a Trivia Night, and you'll find it right away on Google, or just go backwards in the feed about 9 months ago, I think it was, maybe a year at this point. But Jim Fields is a Patreon pledger over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. So thank you, Jim. And thank you to all my Patreon subscribers. You guys are the best. We're going to be back tomorrow with another new episode of the show, as we are each and every day. Hit subscribe so you don't miss that episode. You'll get it on your device as soon as I post it, usually around 8 a.m. Pacific. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.